You know you're a real gardener when. Powell River Garden Club members were asked to complete this sentence and a potpourri of replies were received. The responses are different, each highlighting the unique relationship of a gardener and their cherished piece of the earth. You tell family and friends, don't phone or visit until it's dark. Tilda Nan Dunn. You're asked to speak at a garden club meeting. Tilda George Doubt. You go to take the recycling to the shed in the morning and 2 hours later you and your hands and your pajamas are covered in soil, your teeth aren't brushed, your teacup is somewhere in the garden and you have a big smile on your face and peace in your soul, or at least three plants have been moved, the strawberries are thinned and the lettuce bed is weeded. Tilda Dusty Reed. Your fingernails are always dirty, and the next garden chore is more important than the next meal. Tilda Michael Stewart. You allow the dandelions to flower in order to study, and be awed by the different bees they attract. Tilda Pat Cottingham. When you commune with bees in your garden in your pajamas and slippers. Tilda Cindy Addison. Being in your garden is one of your favorite places to be. It's when you'd rather be outside seeding, weeding and digging in the dirt than doing any work inside. It's also when you're happy, even though your clothes are soiled and you have dirt up your fingernails, because the gardens look great. Tilda Judy Youngman. Your fingernails are permanently stained from working the earth or trimming plants. You never take vacations during the growing season. All your extra cash is spent on items from a nursery. You can't throw out a single plant that might have any life left in it. You can't resist to pull a weed from someone else's garden. True Christmas for you is when your seeds, plants arrive that you ordered in the early spring. And all you want for your birthday is a load of manure, topsoil. Tilda Lois Bridger. Your gardener clothes wear out faster than any of your other clothes and you have washed your hands and there is still dirt under your fingernails. Tilda Shirley Salshirt. The awe of germinating seeds never pales. You're happier in your garden than at a social gathering. The season never ends. You are still harvesting fall, winter veggies while putting in your spring seeds. You continue to garden at night by streetlight. A dump truck arrives with your 12-yard order of compost, and everything on your dinner plate came out of your garden. Tilda Ann Thompson. Your bedtime reading is the Rancho Mondo Compost Manual and Seed Catalogs. Tilda Val Lane. The mere mention of mycorrhizal fungi shoots your serotonin levels sky high. Tilda Susanna Lai. You hoard cardboard all winter to use for weed suppression in the spring. Tilda Lynn Brown. When you ask for a load of manure for your birthday present. Tilda Margaret Cooper. You decide what to cook for dinner by shopping for what's growing in your garden beds. You always have your garden gloves, pruners, hand shovel and a bucket in the trunk of your car, just in case. You start saving the seeds from this year's harvest to plant again next year. One of your favorite pastimes during winter is reading the seed catalogs and placing your order in December. Your formal dining room turns into a nursery, and the table is covered in trays of seedlings under grow lights in February, March. Tilda Sherry Hawkins. You travel with your seed catalogs, and you pack your garden gloves in your suitcase first. Tilda Gail Schofield. You even enjoy gardening during winter rains. Tilda Nell Dragovan. You begin to think about how to feed your soil naturally. Tilda Candace Parker. You realize gardening is a process and not so much an end result. You learn to love and need to connect with the growth and its needs. You grow with your gardening, little by little, year by year. You love to see the evolution of your garden, the changes, the calm it gives you, the sense of pride, the sharing, the community, the total connection you have with the earth itself. Tilda Debbie Joslin. You are at the garden center looking at new fabulous plants during a drought. Tilda Kathy Ross. You're heading out to buy some badly needed new clothes but by its own volition, your car stops outside a garden center and you blow your budget on plants, seeds and a fancy new garden tool, again. Tilda Pauline Mosley. You have your cell phone's calendar reminder set for 8 a.m. Thursday, February 1, 2024, to place your order for Crambi cordifolia. You can answer a Dear Ivy question. Powell River Garden Club meets on the fourth Tuesday of the month, September to June, except for December. Check out the club on Facebook and its blog at Powell River Garden Club blog.blogspot.com. For tips from members, check out this article. Leslie Mosley is president of Powell River Garden Club. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.